KQSS Miami.
It's country and more. Mila 1019.com.
And it is 6 o'clock. That means it is time for the monthly meeting of the mayor of the City of Globe, Al Gameros, who is sitting down, and I'm going to let him get himself situated here before I make him talk. All right, so Al, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Now, I got to say, I was talking with Tim earlier because I'm so impressed with what's going on with a new building off of Highway 60 and the old school building, what they're doing and all that. And Tim mentioned, he said, well, it doesn't have parking. I said, it must have parking. He said, ask Al. Yeah. So, does it have parking?
Yeah, you know, it meets the requirements. It's a 64-unit senior housing facility. You have to have 35 parking spots for it because it's senior affordable. So we do satisfy that, and they are looking at other areas to park vehicles also.
Yeah, that's a tight number. Yeah. Now, you mentioned seniors, so it will be restricted to seniors.
Yes, 55 and older.
Okay.
And there will be, I think there's 5 units that are going to be, I can't remember the name of them, market value or whatever, they'll be able to rent those, but the majority, the major part of it is senior housing.
Okay, so that would be income qualification.
Yes, yes.
That's needed for this area.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, it's interesting because we're already getting a lot of people asking, calling, where can we apply?
Right.
And when is the facility going to be done? And they're slated for October 2024.
That's
for
excellent.
For completion, yeah.
Yeah. And, well, you know, I understand why they're calling, because very often when an income-dependent community comes up, if it doesn't fill right away, suddenly there's, you know, Section 8 from Tucson or from Phoenix, and next thing you know, Globe people don't even get in there.
Yes.
So, you know, it'd be good if they had a leg up on it to at least apply.
Yeah, this is a Gorman company, and we actually went and did tours of the senior housing that they did in Tempe.
Uh-huh.
And they're amazing facilities. I mean, they manage them, they build them, and they manage them.
Yeah, it's nice.
Which is nice. And what's going to be advantageous, too, is they're going to have the fitness center in there.
Good.
And they're going to keep the indoor walking track that's on the second story.
Yes.
So they'll be able to use that indoor also for the seniors, which is great.
It is great.
That is, and that's just one part of our housing issue that we have. You know, we also need workforce. We need market value. You know, there's so much housing we need.
Oh, yes. So what else is happening?
Well, I'll jump into more housing.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard or the audience has heard on last Wednesday, the Marigold project was presented to our planning and zoning. And this is the Monte de Globe. This is the old drive-in area. So this is the first phase. Like this meetings and these talks have been going, evolving for years.
Yes, they have.
And we're finally in the first phase. And the first phase was to go to planning and zoning to change the code. Our code only allows for 36 feet in height of buildings, which is a 3 or 4 story building, and that's mainly in the downtown area.
Right.
But they came to planning and zoning if they could raise that limit to 115 feet.
Okay.
So they got a 6-0 vote from planning and zoning, so they're moving forward now with design. Now design shows, and they have conceptual drawings already, and anybody that wants to look at them can go to the City of Globe website, and they can go to planning and zoning meeting that was held last Wednesday, and it has an attachment which has some conceptual drawings of what it looks like. So what they're really looking for is we're probably looking at about a 7-story structure, apartments, or and there'll be a motel. There's also condominiums. There'll be houses there, housing market value homes, and I don't know how many exactly until they complete all the design. And there'll be a small retail shop there also in that facility. I think it's 65 acres total that they have purchased. They have all the investors for the development, and this is a huge project. It's a historic milestone for the Globe Miami community for this.
It sure sounds it. You mentioned small retail. I was thinking that it was mixed use, where maybe the first floor would be retail, like a small downtown, like you see all the time in Tempe or Phoenix.
And it could be. It could be. Until we see the actual design, right. I don't know if it's a separate building or if you're right, if it's the bottom floor of one of the motels or apartment complex. But it's gonna satisfy workforce housing, which is needed, market value homes. So they're going to be, you know, it's going to be nice. It's going to be a big addition. And that's our growth area. You know, we don't have a lot of areas that we have flat land in order to build a lot of homes.
Absolutely. So, currently services, I don't believe there's broadband there. So I assume they've taken this into consideration.
Yeah. And we're in the process of a broadband coming to our community. You know, they're installing it. It'll be here.
All right.
In the future.
That'll be a killer. But that's a perfect project. Good luck on that.
You bet. Yeah. And everything's there. Infrastructure's there. Sewer and water's already there. That was put there through grant money several years ago. But our intention, again, for that area is the Northeast Corridor, as we develop the plan, is to put water and sewer all the way to the fairgrounds.
Yes, which will be wonderful. Now, I'm on City of Globe, globeaz.gov, and I'm seeing a beautiful float, but I don't see anything anywhere where I can find out about this
project.
You
should go to agendas or meetings, and it should have a thing, agenda meetings, and go to planning and zoning, I think it is.
All right. Yeah, well, good deal.
And see if you find it there. I found it there, and that gives you the conceptual drawings of what their intentions are.
All right.
I'll move on to, and again, if anybody has any questions, please call.
Absolutely. 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE.
There you go. And also want to mention, we had graduation on November 14th for our Citizens Academy. That's our fifth annual or semi-annual. And we had, interested residents and non-residents that participated. I'd just like to recognize them. We got James Yostrom, Maria Hanna, Tammy Granero, Joseph Scammell, Marcia Scammell, Jesse Robinson, Bonnie Stedman, William Goslin, and Anthony Toner. They all attended this last one.
Terrific.
And it is great because, I think they get a better insight of what really the going on and the happenings of what city government is and what the city does actually provide services. We were also informed this past couple of weeks that we were awarded the Freeport MacMoran Foundation Community Investment Grant. And this grant is for $160,000. With a $32,000 match from the city. But what this does, this is going to help stabilize the walls and the roof at the ruins at Beshbagawa.
Oh, good.
Yes, because, we have, and I can't remember the count that we annually get there, but that's an important, vital tourism attraction, and we want to make sure it's safe for everybody that visits. You know, we see some deterioration, so this is really going to help to stabilize these walls and the roof of the Besh. The Arizona Community Foundation, they call us, we were awarded a grant for $25,000. And this is going towards the construction of the concession stand at the community center pool. Our development service and grant staff right now is actively seeking funds to build that concession stand. And I'm assuming, I'm just estimating maybe $150,000, $200,000 total to build this because it's going to have a commercial kitchen. It's a huge facility. So this is the first step. We were awarded the $25,000. We're just going to build from there so we can get this concession stand built at the pool, community center pool.
Maybe in time for next swimming season.
I hope so. You know, I think with this first award, maybe people will list or hear it and jump on board to come forward and contribute.
So I'm assuming that the pool is closed for the season.
It is now, yes. And they're doing some, and again, the reason the pool is closed is because to allow structural, there's a lot of warranty work and little things that we found in the first year that need to be completed, along with some stuff in the shower area and stuff like that. So all that is being completed. And then as soon as we can, we'll get it back open for the next season, which would be great.
Yeah.
We left it open until the Globe High School swim team finished their season.
Perfect.
Which was important, and that was amazing to be able to have a high school swim team.
Yeah, and have them have the facility. It's wonderful.
You bet. A couple of other grants that were awarded, just talking on awards, we were awarded a $25,000 APS grant. And this goes for the purchase of a 6-foot by 12-foot trailer. And this is because our First Friday events have become so huge, there's more and more equipment that continue to accumulate. So we'll be able to store a lot of the equipment that we can get down there on First Fridays and set up. And that was through a grant through APS.
Great storage. Nothing better than storage.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. We also were awarded a Boyce Thompson Arboretum grant. And this is to purchase 6 indigenous trees. So we're going to buy 3 velvet mesquites and 3 foothill Palo Verdes. And they'll be planted in certain areas in the city. But this is through the Boyce Thompson. They awarded us that grant. Yeah, that's amazing. And the Arizona Foundation awarded our fire department with $500, and that was for tuition for State Fire School. We also received a Walmart community grant for $3,600 to the police department for local events and operational costs. So, you know, they're not huge ones like we've been seeing in the past, but they're little ones that all add up, and they, really help with our budget.
Sure. Sure. And after all, it's Walmart. More than $3,600 worth of policing is done there, probably weekly.
You bet. You bet. The other big news we received is that we entered into an IGA with the Globe Unified School District. Again, as you see throughout the state, they've been funding school resource officers in various schools. The problem they're having in the valley is they can't find officers to fill those. They got the funding and don't do it. But we were awarded $420,000 a year for 3 years.
That's great.
And that puts 3 resource officers in 3 Globe High School or Globe schools. So we already hired the 3. We're able to get 3 police officers to fill that. And that's going to take care of their salaries. The benefits, it also takes care of training and equipment. So $420,000 for 3 years, each for 3 years, is going to be great.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I'm sure High Desert will be getting one of them.
Yes, High Desert and Copper Rim, I think, and then the high school, we already had one there at the Globe High School. And the good thing about it, there is no match to the city or the school on this. This money is being funded because of all the, you know, the dangers we see within the school systems.
Now, so who funds it? It's an IGA with the Globe School District. Does the school district fund it?
The school district, no, the school district, we entered it into IGA with it. In the past, the school resource officer that was on site at Globe High School, we were splitting the costs, Globe, the school, and the city.
Right.
But now, this is totally funded through the state.
Through the state fund. Okay,
yes.
That's the part I was missing.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, so now we don't have that cost there.
We'll so
be able
needed.
To fund them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you bet. No, though they've been, the one at Globe High School, and even the officer we have there, has been amazing with the relationship and the kids.
No, it's excellent. And I know there have been so many bullying and harassment issues at High Desert just by virtue of the location, because it's somewhat isolated, that having that presence there will make a difference.
You bet it will. You bet. Moving on to some other stuff. We also approved a contract for professional service with EUSI. And this is for a water sustainability study. And this is to evaluate the pumping capacity of all our groundwater wells.
Okay.
This is a cost of $60,000, which we budgeted, and this has already been allocated.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just another part of the continued efforts to evaluate and secure water for our city's future.
We're lucky in Globe that we have the ability to have water, because compared to other areas of Arizona, we're very water rich.
You bet.
That's wonderful.
And we're not tied to the Colorado River and the issues we're having in the valley, which is great. You know, we get our water from the San Carlos Reservation, the aquifer there, and up to, I think it's AutoZone. And then from AutoZone, that turns into Arizona water.
Okay.
So Arizona water provides some of to the western residents water also. But, you know, this is just part of just an evaluation to see that our wells are setting right.
Mm-hmm.
If we need, you know, we started also a rehabilitation program to pull them up at certain times after certain years, make sure they're doing well. You know, there's something we may have to adjust. And we're also looking for other areas that we can draw water from the ground.
Sure.
So this is an ongoing project. Council approved, and I think, I don't know if I said that, but council approved to set aside a match of $750,000, and we have a fund that's called Securing Future Water Account, and I think we have $1.3 million in there.
Oh, beautiful.
So what this is we needed a match because we were awarded $3 million grant from the Water Conservation Grant, which is awarded from the Fed. And the scope of this project is to upgrade, I think it's 3,300 meters to upgraded MII meters, which are state-of-the-art. It's to complete a meter inventory, complete a lead and copper assessment of our pipes, replacement of 475 lineal feet of water lines on 4th Street, and the replacement of 1,790 lineal feet of water lines at Daybreak. And this will also upgrade our water billing system. So all this is great. We couldn't have been able to do this, but $3 million plus our $750,000 is going to be able to upgrade our, our weeders, our meters. So it'll be great, not only for our city staff, but for our citizens. We have so much leakage, and this is another part of our sustainability study. We're trying to look at areas that we can improve where leakage is taking place. You know, I think studies in the future and funding to even to citizens, if we help them, you know, if they don't have modernized toilets, look how much the water is used in, you know, how much the older toilets use compared to the newer ones. If you look at shower heads, you know, stuff like that, I think there's incentives out there that we can work together with our residents in order to conserve water, because water's precious right now.
Oh, yes, it is. And, you know, the more I look at it, at some point the Fed's going to start regulating that heavily.
You bet.
And that we'd like to be prepared for that rather than hit with, you're going to do this or else.
Yes, you bet. No, it's important. And everybody, you see every city going towards, you know, water conservation and programs and stuff like that. I, you know, but they continue to build homes, especially in the Mesa, Phoenix, all the Valley area. Where are they going to get their water?
Well, and we saw that play out in Scottsdale big time, and with the area that's outside of the city limits where they just said, nope, we're not giving you water.
Yeah.
And I understand that at least in Maricopa County, they've got some regulations now that you ain't building before you prove you've got
the 100-year, I think. Yeah,
yes.
I think it, which is great. You know,
yeah, and it's necessary.
It's, you know, they're just, I thought they had to have that in the past, but no, it isn't. Now it's being enforced where you have to show that that amount of water that is sustainable.
Well, and it's interesting, being from the West, we're used to large open areas, but occasionally I'll have somebody from the East say, my God, it was just hours and hours and hours before I saw anything. Why don't they build a town? And I always look at them, I say, and where do you think the water is coming from?
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And we've been asked a question too, you know, because of this new, it's called, again, the Marigold Project, is what is our water capabilities?
Yes.
We were able to draw 25,000 acre feet from the aquifer in San Carlos, and currently we only draw about 14,000.
So
we have about 11,000 acre feet of water that we can still supply to our community. So, you know, you're looking 3,000, 4,000, maybe homes. We'll never see that, but we have enough to supply that.
Right.
You know, and also our capacity at our sewer plant, we're only about 50%. So we have the capacity to be able to increase whatever we send there. So, you know, these are all things that have been, you know, thought of, and as we move forward, you know, like I said, this Marigold Project, it's been in talks for years, and it's exciting to be able to move it forward and really mention it now, because we couldn't.
No, it really was about 10 years ago when people first came and presented things to the Globe City Council.
Remember.
And that's a decade, so yes.
And that was, I was at that public hearing, and they got a lot of negative a lot of negative comments because of the project itself and the height and the, you know, being able to see the panels and their view and everything. But it was a whole different atmosphere at the planning and zoning. And I wasn't there. I saw it online. And it was positive. It wasn't, and the people that live there, they understood that progress is happening, you know, and they saw the project. In fact, this company, or the Monte de Globe, they went and visited with all of them, and they even changed, apparently, in their design. Instead of putting that 7-story building right where it's going to block them, they moved it to a different location so it won't block their view of stuff. So they went out there and worked and talked to these people, educated them before they even took it to planning and zoning, which
Good.
Was great.
Smart.
You bet it is. I think I missed last month too, and last month I put on my report about codes and code enforcement. I don't know if I talked on the show here about that, but we're continuing to process to upgrade our building, both our building and fire codes, and this is to create an economically viable future for our city through code enforcement. And this helps protect the public health and the safety, also protects the investments of the residents and the business owners. You know, we have some business owners that, you know, invest their life savings, open a business, and you have one next door,
exactly.
Also maybe in the downtown area, and just lets it go.
Exactly.
Deteriorate. And we have, that creates a hazard and the possibility of fire. You know, we have, if you alter the interior of a building, that could be a fire hazard. We have basements on 90% of our buildings downtown. So you know, this is about upgrading and making sure that we make it as safe as possible. Although we can't prevent all accidents, it's important that we upgrade those and bring them up to date.
Yes, yes, especially in an older area. God knows what's in those basements and everything else.
You
and,
bet.
And yes, when you're in a compact area like a downtown, you can see a block go.
You bet.
So, absolutely. And I'm sure you're doing that residentially as well, because one of the things is you got a nice house and you're keeping up with it, but you've got an abandoned property next to you and it's overgrown. Man, that one lightning strike, that's tinder. And you're not resting easy. So anything we can do to...
You bet. And even beautification, you know, and our code enforcement's gone out. And I really applaud a lot of our businesses. If you see on there, a lot of businesses are painting their buildings now, upgrading their paint, upgrading their signage and everything. We're trying to beautify, because that's what developers are looking for. They're looking for beautification, and we're all accountable. We're responsible for that. Not only business population, but our residential areas. We're responsible for what our community looks like.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
it's interesting because Globe and Miami, too, have such wonderful terrain in terms of where to build. There's some beautiful hills and things like that. And then in some cases, you look at what's on them and, you know, it's kind of like the, oh, my dear Lord.
Yep.
So, yeah, the more we can do to you know, enhance what we already have that other communities don't have.
Exactly. And it's being recognized. I think, you know, Globe is really, really being recognized. I saw a Facebook post of a unique 10 most unique cities in Arizona, the up and coming 10 most unique cities, and Bisbee was number 10, and I didn't finish the rest of it because I went up as far as number 8, and Globe was number 8
as one
of the unique ones to, you know, up and coming, which is great. So they are recognizing. I mean, there's a lot of activity, like I said, and our staff is extremely busy. It wouldn't happen without them. It's amazing.
Good.
The things that they have, and we've had to add staff just to keep up with what's going on. And there's much more coming. We'll have another announcement probably at my next radio slot next month that we're working on. We'll be discussing tomorrow night at our council meeting.
Good.
But
which
like
is open to the public, by the way.
Yes,
you can attend those 6 p.m. at the City Hall, I guess it is.
You bet. And I'd love to see more people involved in them, you know.
Absolutely.
I know we live stream them, but it'd be nice to be in person there to be able to see the things that are truly going on.
The you activity. Betcha.
You bet. That's about all I have, I think.
Okay.
Like I said, change is always difficult. And this is what we're working through. A lot of, you know, the old way, you know, went so long, you know, but code and safety and beautification is a top priority right now in the next 6 months to move forward.
Oh, absolutely. And you're also dealing with a somewhat abandoned properties where someone's paying property tax, but that person is not the owner of record.
Yep.
And I've talked with Tim about that as well. That becomes the real problem in how to go after some of this.
Yeah.
And the more that that zoning can work toward that, the better, because it is a problem, especially if you've got a business downtown and you're really keeping it up. And on both sides of you think, my God, it's going by Thursday night.
Yep.
You know, so I think this is terrific, and there will be naysayers, but ultimately for the community to survive and thrive, these are things that have to happen, because you know, it's a thin line between whether you turn into Sedona or whether you turn into Tombstone. You know, we don't want to be an abandoned area.
Exactly.
So,
you bet.
So thanks for everything you're doing to see that we stay on the map. Now, I will say this repeats Sunday morning on KJAA and 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, and it is on KQSS.net in perpetuity. So thanks for coming.
You bet. Thank you for the invite. And
anytime.
I will be, I guess, whatever the next month is, and I'll have more information on some new things that are going on.
I'm counting on it.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Al.
Thank you.